Hey everyone, welcome to the next episode of the Hardcores and Casuals Podcast. We're your hosts, Tim Town and
Jay Smooth.
In this episode, we're going to talk about pay-per-view 298. Who's on the card?
Volkanovski at Topuria.
Yes.
It's popping.
This is going to be a great card. It's going to be a great fight. We are actually doing our podcast tonight from LA Fitness in Carrollton, and we've got, well, we got a lot to talk about. We got our drinks. Go get yours. The intro's next. Knockout Sports Bar Addison is a place to be with great wings, 26-degree beer, a fantastic scratch menu, and the hottest servers in Texas. Knockout Sports Bar is where you want to be. Knockout Sports Bar in Addison. Come take your break with us. This podcast is also brought to you by LA Fitness. Looking for a workout? LA Fitness of Carrollton leads the way when it comes to fitness innovation. With a wide range of amenities, highly trained staff, as well as fun and effective workout options, our friends at LA Fitness are your new workout partners. Come work out today. LA Fitness of Carrollton. Try to do the moonwalk. Okay. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. You ain't done that dance in a while.
That's my shovel dance.
Your shovel dance. That's funny, dude. The first time I saw you do that, I was laughing my ass off.
It's a hit every time.
All right. So, like I said, we are here at LA Fitness in Carrollton. And we're doing our first remote in a while. In factually, we're back after a while. So we've been gone for a few weeks, taking care of business, personal stuff, handling the stuff, you know, because you got to do that. But we're back. This is our first episode. We're going to talk about 298. Before we do that, let's go ahead and talk about our sponsor, LA Fitness here in Carrollton. We want to thank the guys and thank Henry for hosting us tonight. Also, we got ourselves some shakes here from the Shake Some Cafe, who now, as you may recall, we were talking about the little bar spot that we have here at the gym. Well, someone has taken up the spot, so it's no longer for lease. Shake Some Cafe is now got the spot, and they made us some protein drinks tonight. And I got cookies and cream with a protein supplement, or what'd she call it? What'd she say it was? A protein? Oh, meal replacement protein.
Oh yeah, bro. I don't know.
You do, dude. You work out, bro. Do you even lift?
Yeah. I get a shit ton of that whey protein.
So she gave me the cookies and cream, and what did you get?
Strawberry banana.
Okay, so Amanda, who's working the bar tonight, made our drinks, and she did a fantastic job because this thing is off the hook.
They good.
They're really good.
I don't differentiate, bro. If I'm getting a smoothie, strawberry banana. You know what I mean? I don't need to try nothing else.
You don't do anything different?
No. It's good. I like it. That's what it is.
I do strawberry banana, but I have that at home, and I'll make it there.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you know, anyway, why would I mess up a good thing, dude? I don't know.
I'm going to put my drink down. Okay, so sidebar. Speaking of like protein drinks, I don't know if you've noticed, I've lost a few pounds.
It's impressive.
I have.
Impressive.
So, just to speak to LA Fitness, and I owe a lot to LA Fitness because I've been coming here to do my workouts, and I'm talking about my workouts, and sorry.
Yeah, this is it for me, dude.
Yeah, this is for you. I've been coming here to do my workouts. Last December, I was 201 pounds. Oh, wow. God, dude.
No, dude. What? That's how I have to drink. Dude, this thing is thick, dude. That's how I have to drink it. Keep going. It's good.
I can't do it, dude.
Don't mind me, man.
I'm trying to talk about our sponsor, bro.
I'm just drinking this. This is how I drink, dude.
Fuck it.
This is how I drink things, man. It's a shake, bro, or whatever.
Go ahead.
It's thick.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and knock it down. Go ahead.
I'm just drinking while you're talking, man. So, what?
Oh, my God. Dude, you gotta fucking stop, man. Oh, my God. I can't do this.
All right. You good. Right. You got it now.
Okay, so, geez, I can't even look at you, bro. I was a 201 pounds back in December, and you think got me is when we did an episode, and my son had told me that I was dressed like I was duck hunting, because I had the vest, like, you know, sleeveless like I had on here.
Yeah.
And the thing got me, I got up, and you were talking about the chick with the new flavors of lip gloss.
Sexy red.
Sexy red. Yeah, you were talking about sexy red. Yeah. And I got up and I saw myself when I got up and I did not like the way I was looking. I admit that might have been January too. So it was like into January, because I think that's when it happened. Yeah, that was January.
That wasn't that long ago.
That one video. So
yeah,
I didn't like it. So I came over here and I talked to some people, and I used to be a gym rat back in the day. And I said, screw it, I'm getting back into it. So I've been doing the weights and doing cardio. But you guys look at me. I'm an older guy. He's the young guy in the group. I'm the old guy in the group. So I don't work out like I used to. So I changed how I do things. So I don't lift as heavy as I used to lift, but I'm still going to lift heavy, because if you want to build muscle, you got to lift heavy.
Makes sense.
So I started changing my workouts to I'm doing 100 reps of everything.
It's hardcore.
100 reps. So I'll pick 3 or 4 exercises. I'll get here early in the morning. I'll pick 3 or 4 exercises, and I'm doing 100 reps. Doesn't matter if it's bench press, shoulders, curls, triceps. Doesn't matter. Legs, abs. Doesn't matter. I'm doing 100 reps regardless, right? And then in the evenings, I've been playing basketball. So I'm down to 184 pounds as of today.
Nice.
184.
Nice.
So
nice.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Oh, I would be too. Hell yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying? I feel better, because I was feeling like crap that day. Especially after you gave me that sexy red fucking flavors.
That's not good.
I was disgusted.
That's not good.
So I'm like, I can't do this. So anyway, so thank you to LA Fitness for helping me lose the pounds and get back in shape. I'm not done yet. I want to stay between 180 and 185. I'd like to get closer to 180 if I can. So I'm going to keep working at it. But if you want to get in shape, if you want to find a really great gym, you want to come out to Carrollton, come check out LA Fitness on Midway in Carrollton. They've got great workout stations. They got great workout facility. They got great staff. Now they got this great Shake Some Cafe bar that you can come up here and get a fantastic protein shake. We're actually in what used to be the kid studio. And now it's going to be, I think he said it's going to be a karate class or jujitsu. I'm not sure. I hope it is something like that, or if they do grappling or something. I hope they do that in here, because I would love to see that, because that's kind of right up our alley.
Yeah, and they beating ass in here. Exactly. Whatever it is, they beating ass.
So I don't know. We haven't seen them. They're still working on this part of the building. So it's like, hey, we're going to just kind of occupy this for the podcast. So we're in that section of the building. So it looks like the corresponding places inside the building, they've already got leased out. So if you were looking for a spot, it looks like everything's taken up at this particular LA Fitness. But I'm almost willing to bet you can find another. So if you got questions, you want to know more about LA Fitness, talk to Henry here in Carrollton. Or if you want to give us a shout, hit us up at Hardcores and Casuals. Actually, info@hardcoresandcasuals.com. And then our website, we're working on it, so we'll check it out here soon. But we got a lot more work to do on it. We have a lot more to do. We got t-shirts we're working on. We got the website we're working on. We're trying to get as much merch out as we can. We got a lot we're working on. So
be sick.
We're busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now, let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a sip.
Just speaking of losing weight too, man, I guess a lot of people don't know why we took off a lot of time was my penile reduction surgery I had. So I've also...
I try to do this to you, and you just keep going, you son of a bitch.
So, I mean, I've also lost about 20 pounds.
Wow, your penile reduction surgery?
Yep, I needed it.
Wow.
I needed it bad. So I had to take a couple weeks off to recover.
Yeah.
And now we're back at it.
We're back at it.
Now we're back at it. Now now it resembles.
I thought you looked lighter.
I do.
You're walking faster, too.
Yeah.
It didn't look like anything was crawling up your back.
It's a lot easier.
Wow,
it's
I understand.
Lot easier. Now I'm at Drake size right
You're Drake size?
Did you hear about that shit?
What that is? What is Drake size?
Dude, it was like the thing over the weekend. Like, Drake's piece got leaked. And everybody was fucking.
I'm sorry, what?
His piece got leaked.
What's his piece?
His ding dong.
Oh.
His wiener schnitzel.
Oh.
Yeah. He like sent it, supposedly he sent it to a girl.
Oh, come on.
And she leaked it out to everybody. Dude, everybody was talking about this.
Dude, are we not past the whole dick pic thing?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay.
Everybody was talking about it. It was like the fucking sensation of the weekend, dude. Out here.
Was it really? Was it the sensation of the weekend?
I saw it.
Really? Were you impressed?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, Tim.
You know, good for you.
I can't even lie.
Okay, man. Hey, good for you.
We were at a Super Bowl party, and everybody's like, you want to see Drake's piece? And I was like, yeah. All right. So, yeah, dude, I found out about it on Sunday.
That's too
funny. It was kind of gay. Okay. It was like a whole bunch of dudes.
Really? Really? Like, you think it was?
We were passing this one phone around to like eight different dudes, like checking it out. It was a little.
You were playing past the penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not disappointed. Worth it.
Wow.
Worth it for sure. So
okay,
yeah, dude, it was crazy.
So you saved that story for the podcast. Yeah, he told me early. He's like, "Yeah, I got some stories I want to share with you on my time off, and I'll save them for the podcast."
That's right.
That's the one you picked, huh?
That's one of them. That's the one. Let off. As you can see from my shirt, man.
So what does that say?
Thick thighs and Mardi Gras vibes.
All right, so you went to Mardi Gras, huh?
Hit up Mardi Gras, dude, bro.
So you took up some Fat Tuesday, did you?
Okay, yeah. Okay, why is that called Fat Tuesday?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not 100% sure, but just someone told me that it's because it's gluttony and all that kind of shit.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Was it you or somebody else?
No, it wasn't me. I think we heard it from the same person.
It's right before Lent. So everybody goes crazy, like eating a whole bunch of shit and doing all their races. So whenever they give it up, it's like Fat Tuesday.
I don't know. I don't partake in religious events of any sort.
If you had to give up, if you were giving something up for Lent, what would you give up?
I wouldn't give up shit because I'm an atheist.
I don't know what I'd give, but if you had to give up something, what would you give up?
Okay. What would I give up?
Yeah.
It has to be what, food?
No, it can be just something that you do that you enjoy or like or whatever that you would give up.
All right, well, it won't be masturbation.
I can't do that. No.
It won't be that.
Yeah, that's too late.
You're welcome, YouTube.
Yeah, it's too late for me, dude.
Let's see. Yeah. What would I give up? What would I give up?
I don't know what I'd give up, dude.
Yeah, I don't know what I would give up, dude.
I sure as shit wouldn't give up beer, and I love cussing too much.
I'm not giving up any of that.
I don't know what I'd do. I don't know.
Can it just be something you don't give two shits about?
I mean, that's not supposed to be that, but sure.
Oh, it's supposed to be something that you care most about.
Well, it's supposed to be something, you really enjoy.
Something I thoroughly enjoy and that I care about. Okay. I wouldn't talk to my son for a day.
Oh, okay. Okay. Bet. Yeah. But I think it's got to be for 40 days.
Is it 40 days?
It's 40 days.
I can go without him for a month.
Okay. Plus. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. He's going to watch this. He's going to be, what? What?
You know, okay.
Yeah. I give my son shit. I love my boy. He's a good kid. I love him to death. He decided today. I'm going to share another story with you.
Do it.
He decided today that he was going to send out a group text to everybody. Yes. Yeah, that's right. You know what? You're not going to get me anymore with that. Okay, now you deal with the tongue. I'm fucking done. Here, you know what? Take my shit.
There was something on the straw. Just
take everything.
Something got stuck in here.
Wow. Dude. Okay, bro, bridge too far.
It slipped.
You are signaling to everybody. Like, why don't you just go ahead?
I wish I had my Mardi Gras hat.
I wish you did, too.
I'd wear that shit right now.
All right, so he sent a group text out to everybody, and I don't have my other phone. All right, so in the group text, it talked about leap year, 2020.
It is this year, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, so he said leap year, 2020. It was the first part was leap year 2020. It was like Trump versus Biden. Okay. And then it was 49ers versus Kansas City. in 2020. And then it was, the fourth one was world shut down for over a month thanks to a pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes 2024, right? Mm-hmm. And then on the second one, it said 2024 leap year. And it said Trump versus Biden. And then it said 49ers versus Kansas City. And then the last one, it said world shut down by fill in the blank for over a month. So he's basically saying we're about to repeat itself.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
To which his sister said, I'm going to paraphrase this. I'm going to get this phone. Hold on. I have to quote this. Okay. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Got you. Oh, no. I just.
Yeah, you can stand there and talk. You can still hear me.
Do that. Do a little bit of this.
Okay, yeah, here's my phone. I got this.
All right.
I'm coming back.
I was going to do like an Ashley Simpson thing.
I cut my light off.
So
I'm okay. Stand by. I'm good.
I guess we can just edit that out.
No, I'm actually going to. I think I'm going to leave it all in. Screw it. I don't care. I'm going to leave it all in. Why?
Quick, got there. Yeah, why not? I don't care.
Why not? To which my son's name is Caden. I'm going to put it out there.
Cool name.
My son's name's Caden. And his older sister said, Caden, I swear to fucking God, if you put that juju on us, I will stab you in your fucking balls.
You better hope.
Those are my kids.
You better. That's awesome. That is pretty awesome.
So. I love my kids. No, I would tell you, I wouldn't give up my kids for Lent. I wouldn't do that.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
I love my kids too much.
No doubt, dude.
My kids, I love the fact that my children are a lot like their old man.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. My oldest daughter is the miniature version of me.
Yeah.
So, you know, our friend Ashley.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to picture Ashley, but with F-bombs.
Very cool.
That's my daughter.
That does sound cool.
Okay.
That does sound cool.
All right. So, and if you guys don't know who that is, we're not going to show her to you because that's our friend. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's our friend.
Bet.
But no, I wouldn't give my kids up for Lent. So what would I give up for? I'll give up protein shakes for 40 days.
That'll work.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
That'll work.
But you know whose protein shakes I'm not going to give up?
Oh, well, whose?
Shake Some Cafes.
Whoa.
Right here in Carrollton and LA Fitness on Midway. Come check them out.
Boom. There we go. Got them.
Check out that segue, mother.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Dude, this is pretty good.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's Oreo. Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm killing mine. What are you doing?
That's, I don't know, dude. Mm. I don't know, but it's good. Mm. It's good. But,
yep.
Dude, let me tell you a little about Mardi Gras here, though, bro.
All right, tell me about it.
So, because I went for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
And, dude, oh, man, I got the best friends, dude. They're cool as hell. You know, Lou.
You weren't in a hot tub with a bunch of dudes again, were you?
They didn't have no hot tub. That's okay.
So you decided to pass a phone with dick on it around to everybody.
Yeah, that was before. That was before.
Oh, that lit up. Oh, so that got the party started.
It started. Wow. For sure. Yep. So
I think that's called a bachelorette party.
Yeah, this is what it was.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, all right. Nice. So we did that, but man, we left on Monday and got there. And, dude, I'm telling you, man, I don't know if it's New Orleans or if it's Mardi Gras, but right off the bat, we had to get an Uber from the airport. Uh-huh. We were going to go to K1 Speed.
Yeah.
And right off the bat, we're like, hey, man, what's going on, dude? How's it going? You know, what you doing up here? He's like, oh, man, pretty good. You know, used to fight alligators back in the day. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. All right. Like, right off the bat, starts talking about fighting alligators. He was showing us scars on his hands and on his forearms and everything. And part of me was like, is this dude so crazy that he was for real? Dude, he said he would, like, grab alligators from under the neck and, like, strangle them and
I believe that.
Them. Dude, it was one of those things. I was like, okay, I can kind of see this. But he said he fought a bear before, too. So
okay, there might be just some point where people are just making shit up, dude.
You know what I mean, we're
just making shit up now.
Did you know there were bears in New Orleans?
No, wow.
He said
I've been in New Orleans once, and I swore I wouldn't go back.
He said they've running rampant out New Orleans, dude.
Bears, not gators,
bears,
but bears,
both.
Okay.
And he said, yeah, I can take. He's like, I fought one bear before. He's like, one time I saw three of them. I thought maybe I could take the another one, but not three. And I was like, okay, dude, okay. So, and man, he's getting on like the shoulder and just pushing it, going crazy. And I was like,
was this an Uber or a cab?
Uber, Lyft, one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He was acting a fool, man. But wow. I loved it.
Well, I'm glad you made it back safely.
Yeah, and you know, we were drinking on the plane and everything, so it's, you know, I was feeling pretty good and everything, and hit up K1 Speed, did that, raced some go-karts out there. Is that what you call them, go-karts?
Oh, yeah. Mini race cars, go-karts. There were go-karts from back in my day.
Yeah, Formula One cars or something.
Go-karts,
like that.
Bro.
So, okay, that's what I call go-karts too. But these things went 45 miles an hour.
Yeah. Well, that's like those ones we did at Andretti's.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Andretti's was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Andretti's was fun, dude, for sure. These things were flying. But Monday night, we got to the Airbnb, and Monday night is when the party was popping.
What'd you do?
Oh, it was like the parades are all throwing beads and everything.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So you're down the street.
Oh, yeah.
So did you flash your titties to get beads?
You know what? I swear to God, I did one time because a chick was giving out beads like on the street. She's like, y'all want these? I was like, what you want me to do for them? You know? And I was like, and I asked her, I was like, you want me to show my titties? And she said, yeah. And I was like, she gave me the beads. She gave me the beads, man. For real. I was like, all right, bet. So I asked her, dude. I was like, show some titty. I don't think she was impressed, man.
No.
I think she threw up a little bit at
you. Oh, wow.
I don't think she liked it, for real, though.
Just for the record, there's no need to reenact anything you did.
Not yet, but
no.
I will.
No.
Give me a few beers.
No.
Dude,
finish your protein drink.
But yeah, for real.
Yeah.
But, dude, Monday night when they're throwing beat, dude. So we met somebody who rode on one of the floats.
Yeah.
And he said that this is how you get people to throw beads at you, right? Either pay attention to them, like look at them, be like, oh, you know, like kind of get at them.
Yeah.
Or don't pay attention. And that's when they just straight up yeet these beads at you.
So what'd you do? What option did you go with?
Oh, I was screaming and hollering and throwing the beads.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had my sweet New Orleans hat on.
Yeah.
The cowboy hat with like the Mardi Gras colors.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, dude, swear to God, they threw a package out and I caught that hoe. Like Odell Beckham, bro. I was like way back, caught it like one-handed like this.
Nice.
And I had a drink in my hand, too. So I had the drink and caught it. Yeah.
Nice.
Like that.
I have, I doctored up a photo of you and your hat. Are you okay with me putting that up here for them to see?
I mean, sure. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'll pop it up right here.
So, are you telling me I didn't look good with that hat?
Yeah. So, yeah. I think that was the first day you got the hat. So, I'm like, I'm going to make you an album cover.
I had to show it off, dude.
Yeah. We did a great job.
Dude, I'm telling you, a lot of people were wearing those hats. A lot of people. And crazy stuff like that. So, you got to, man. It's Mardi Gras. It's like part of
the fun. I really thought you were going to come back with somebody special.
That's part of the fun, dude. Everyone's wearing crazy stuff like this. Dude,
I did not have a good time in New Orleans. I went there one time, and I was just like, no, this is not for me.
Man.
Yeah, it's not for me.
What happened? Like, why?
I just wasn't a good time. It's just like I wasn't feeling the vibe. I wasn't feeling the people. And I'm sure New Orleans is a great place, and I'm sure people from New Orleans are great people, but it wasn't for me.
Dude, the vibes
I'm a West Coast kind of guy, a party guy.
The vibes are on point, man.
Put me on a beach. I'll do that. I like that.
Man.
I even do party on the East Coast.
Dude. You know,
New York parties. I can get down some New York parties.
Bruh. Well, you missed out, dude. Because this was some of the, I mean, the vibes were like the best, man. Everybody's so happy, but everybody's hammered, and everybody's just like, "Woo, where are you from?" Like, I'm from Dallas. You're like, "Yee!" And everybody's going crazy. Everybody's wearing crazy shit. Everybody's wearing beads and like wild stuff.
Nice.
And, I mean, dude, they were selling Jello shots on the corner. You can get like 8 Jello shots, $20. So I just bought a shit ton of them, and I just had my pockets deep, dude, with Jello shots.
Wow. So you just hung on to them. Like, I'll save this one for later.
Oh, no, dude. I was handing them things out. I was like, you want a Jello shot? And they're like, yeah.
Shit.
And dude, I mean, you just make friends, man. You just going and chilling, and, you know. And then I was with the boys, right, and they're like, oh, man, you got any more left? I'm like, oh, man, let me check it. Schwack. And I come out like a stack of 3 of them, give it to them. Dude, it was.
Jello shots in your pocket? Pockets?
Yeah.
Open Jello shots.
No, dude. No. They had the caps on them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Just a pocket full
of Jello. Just a pocket full of, you know, little shot glasses with Jello shots in them.
Jello spilled out, and I'm just
like, you just got Jello all over your fucking hand. Like, here you go, man.
You know?
You're just like, you're like, here you go, buddy.
Like, all right, dude. And they didn't know how to make them, but that made it better because these things were strong, dude. These things were strong.
Mm.
So we did, dude. The party was just going and going. We went to the casino, had a good time there.
You know, it'll make you strong.
What's up?
These protein shakes from Shake Some.
The
Shake Some Cafe. I was trying to squeeze another segue in there. Yeah, the cafe. Sorry.
I like strawberry and bananas in my shake.
Mm-mm. I did a poor job of that. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. Please go ahead. Finish your shot story.
Man, we just, you know, we did that on Monday and woke up the next morning, did another parade. They were kind of giving out the parade after, and the next morning was cool. You saw a lot of parades and floats and stuff, but I mean, they were handing out shit to kids.
Dude, you wouldn't. Jello shots to kids?
No. Like beads and, like, I don't know, like plush things.
No wonder they're fucking fighting three bears and shit.
For real. Dude, I was shocked by how many, like, 70, 80-year-olds were out in this thing. Bruh.
Well, I mean, old people like to party, bro.
Dude, I was shocked.
Did you hook up with a granny?
Oh, dude, I would have.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would have.
Wow.
Especially if I was in the zone, I had a few too many.
Oh, damn, dude.
So if some Mardi Gras lady dressed up all nice-like and took me back and had a little, I'd probably do it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know, Tim.
Yeah, you do know. Don't lie. You did it, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did it.
I wish. Yeah.
Granny fucker.
I wish I had a cool story like that, dude. But, yo, I was just shocked how many, like, older people were out here partying. And they, you know, they got money, so they were up in the balconies.
Dude, old people like to have a good time, too, man.
I was just like, I just kind of was shocked. And they're all dressed up to the nines, man.
Dude, I'd have been the same way. I'm old-ish.
That dude.
Old-ish.
Old-ish. I thought it'd be hilarious to get a balcony and just chunk beads. Yo, my boy John, he caught a frisbee and he threw it back and the wind caught it and hit this girl right in the chest and it looked like she got shot, bro. She's like when she got hit with it. And I see her, dude, because he's just trying to throw it into the crowd.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And it said, ooh, dude, that shit was like a boomerang. It went up because it was lit up too. Everything's fucking shining and lit up. And I see it going, and then come back and just smack this girl right here. Dude, I was laughing so hard.
Did he get fucked up?
No, because they didn't know it was him.
Oh, okay, even better.
I mean, dude, there's thousands of people out here.
Well.
So shit's just flying all over the place.
Yeah, well, if they watch this podcast, they know it's him now.
That'd be hilarious. And
chances are they are watching this podcast.
Oh, duh.
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 I mean, come on, dude.
I mean, come be real. Let's be real now. You know, don't cap.
You know, 1.265% of our audience comes from New Orleans.
Let's go.
I mean, it's in the numbers, people.
But, dude, that shit was so funny, man. This girl didn't see it coming until it was too late, dude.
Nice.
And I was like, man, dude, I had the best time ever on Monday night, man. This shit was so good.
Nice.
But then, like, a lot of places were closed, man. I was surprised how many places were closed, like, to eat around here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean,
New Orleans, dude.
Honestly, bro, like, every place we went to was good.
Yeah.
We ate at the casino. We ate at a Bobby Flay burger place. Yeah. And that was, I don't know if it's because I was a little drunk, but it.
That might have played a little bit into it.
It was good.
Well, hey, you know, if you had a good time, it's a good time, dude.
It was a good time, dude. Yeah. It was good. But the next place, we went to some horse races the next day, too. Betting on some horse racing.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to go to this po' boy place right there, but it was closed. So we go to this bar right across the street, and they sell burgers and chicken strips. And I can't remember this dude's name. My boys are going to give me shit because we were talking about calling him up next week and just being like, hey, man, what's up? You remember us? And just talking to him.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, I got to go. I'm like, yeah, my day was pretty good, too. And you just start talking to him. You know what I mean? Dude, and like every one of us call him. So.
What was the reason for wanting to call him? Was he just that kind of guy?
Nah, just fuck around.
Oh, okay. He's that kind of guy you could fuck around with.
We were the only ones in the bar.
Oh, so you wanted to fuck around with him.
It was just the only ones in the bar.
Damn. And this was, what day was this? Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
There was nobody in the bar on Fat Tuesday?
Not here. Not here. But, dude, everybody's
down. New Orleans, you slipping.
Everybody's in the street, but, dude.
New Orleans is slipping.
Bro, on the way to the horse races, this is the most sketch I've ever been, partly in my life, dude.
You were sketch?
Bro, so.
What were you doing that was sketchy?
Well, getting in this Lyft is what happened.
Oh.
So, we get in the Lyft.
You sure it was a Lyft?
Or Uber, one of those fucking things, dude.
Might have been a lie.
So. Well, he did a good job lying.
Okay.
He had all the info. But
did he actually take you where you wanted to go?
Yeah, but the way there was fucking crazy.
Well, what did he do?
We get in the car, and he, like, pulls up a little bit in the crosswalk.
Yeah.
And one lady was like, you need to move back. And he's like, shut the fuck up. Rolled down the window and told her to shut the fuck up. And, you know, of course I'd been drinking too. So I was like,
you're like, yeah, shut like, the fuck.
I was like, man, you wild. You wild, man. So I thought that was funny. And then he's feeding off of us, laughing at him. So anytime he pulled up a place, he was honking at people.
Oh.
And that okay. shit was funny too, because like one chick, I mean, it scares you. You just walk in and you get honked at. You uh-huh. just jump a little, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And she's like, asshole. Like, so I thought that was funny too. Well,
New Orleans sounds great.
So yeah. Now this is all starting off good. Everything's cool and hilarious now.
This is on Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then, because we got to go like some miles out here to the horse races.
Okay.
But I mean,
God, we're not even at the horse races yet.
But it's packed, bro. There's everybody in the streets. You know what I mean? Like, you can't move anywhere. And so we see a security guard lady, and she shouldn't have let us through, but she was like, come on in. So we moved to this area, but there's thousands of people in the street, man. So we're moving, and people are like, people hit this dude's car. And we're like, slow down. And you know this guy, he's like, bitch. Just acting.
So wait a minute, he's driving through a crowd?
Yes.
At a high rate of speed?
No, I wouldn't say a high rate of speed.
Like, how fast was he going?
5'10".
Oh, my God.
But there's people, dude, they're in the street.
Well, they need to get the fuck out of the street.
Well, they did not think of it that way. They did not think of it that way, Tim.
All right, so he's driving. So wait a minute. So in the street, is this the celebration for Fat Tuesday?
This is just Mardi Gras, bro.
Okay, so that's the celebration for Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, every street was locked
up. Okay, so then, yeah, he probably shouldn't have been on the fucking street.
So people weren't happy about it. And they're like looking in the car. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, so it's not so funny now.
It wasn't funny.
The script has been flipped.
The script was flipped. And we were all like, this is it. This is where you see the car getting flipped and everybody inside getting their ass beat. And then they set the fucking car on fire.
Pull you out.
Yeah.
They just start beating your ass.
That's 100% what was about to happen.
That's a great.
He just kept running through. I was like, bro, this is Mardi Gras. You can't be doing, dude. And he just kept going. I mean, he's acting a fool, man. He's like, bitch, don't hit my car. Dude, it only takes one person for their foot to get run over.
Yeah.
And then everybody straight up mob and riot being like, get his ass. And once they get his ass, they get
your ass. Yeah.
And I'm easily getting.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you said you can get beat up by a 14-year-old.
Bruh, for real. These 14-year-olds are crazy nowadays, man. So we eventually made it through there. But yeah. I know me and the boys were just like, dude. At first we were laughing. Then it got scary.
Well, you made it out alive.
So. But yeah. So then we were at that bar and we were getting food. Mm-hmm. And the dude, I don't think they sell a lot of food here, to be honest with you. The reason why I say that is he pulled out a bag of chicken strips, said,
oh, no.
And then put them right.
Nope. Nope. Yeah. Nope. Nope.
He's like, all right. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
And then put them right in the fryer.
Nope. No. No, there is no ordering any food.
I was like, I'll take a burger.
No, bro. No, I'm not ordering shit.
I'll be honest with you.
No, you got to. Oh, if he's smelling the chicken, you think the hamburger meat's better?
I'm going to be honest with you. That burger was good, though. Yeah.
Well, you were probably drunk.
I was a little drunk.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That burger was good, though. I tore it up.
Dude, we're going to miss like 3 more weeks because you got a fucking tapeworm or some shit.
I told everybody, I was like, all right, guys, we're going to find out in like 2 hours if this is a mistake here getting this food. But we were good. We're Gucci.
You might. Shit.
And then we just went in betting on some horses. You know what I mean? So
that was it?
That night, we did that. And then Wednesday morning, you know, you just wake up. You got to leave the Airbnb. You got us a good breakfast, good meal, endless mimosas. You know what I mean? So that was always nice. I guess Tuesday night, it was just kind of – dude, people were just – I love the people there. We were having fun. But me and Lou – we're outside, just chilling, probably like 3 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And we see this dude walking down the street coming at us, got a little bit of extra pep in the step.
Uh-huh.
And he comes up to us. He's like, I just had sex.
You know? Yeah. For, yeah. You high five. You're like, yep.
Ooh,
yep.
Yep. My man.
Yeah.
But we're just like, yo, way to go. We're like, yo, man, what'd you do? How'd you get it? He was like, well, I was drunk. She was drunk, and I was like, what's up? She's like, what's up? And I was like, where are you staying? She's like, this hotel. And I was like, can I come with you? She's like, yeah. And then I hit it. And I was like, smooth.
Nice.
My man. So, nice. And then he just kept walking away.
Nice.
Kept walking away.
New Orleans, AIDS capital of the world.
I had.
I'm joking. It's a joke. Don't cancel me, YouTube.
Some place has to be the AIDS capital of the world.
Somebody's right? Got to be it.
So,
oh, we're also on Rumble again now, too. We're back on Rumble.
Bet.
So this will actually be our first video on Rumble.
Sick.
Okay. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Let's try to do the whole syndication thing from YouTube to Rumble, but there's like some problem with that. So I don't really give a shit. We're going to be on Rumble, too. So whatever YouTube doesn't let us do, because they like to, you know, kick us around every so often.
You know, they got to kick the little man here, man.
So we decided to go over to Rumble. So you'll see us on both.
Bet. That sounds good.
Mm.
So, but yeah.
Speaking of rumbling.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's happening tomorrow?
Whoa, Tim. Well, I know we've been talking about this one.
I have mastered this segue shit.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
All right. So what's happening tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's 298.
Yep.
We got Ilya and?
Volkanovski.
Volkanovski. And you know who my guy is?
Topuria.
Oh, my God.
Yep. That's the one. That's the one, Tim. You're right, man. Topuria coming for that shit. And he coming bad, bruh. My man Topuria coming for this thing, snatching gold. He already putting himself on Instagram or whatever social media is, holding the belt.
I'm on the record tonight. It's Volkanovski tomorrow. What time are the fights tomorrow?
7 o'clock prelims, 9 o'clock main card, typical pay-per-view. Right,
PM time.
Yeah, 9 PM.
Okay, great, great, great. So you guys will probably... You're probably seeing this Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, and then the early prelims start what time?
5:30.
Okay, so yeah, so we got plenty of time.
Yeah.
So we're actually filming this on Friday night here at the gym because this was our time slot for these guys. So we're going to have this up and going as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So Ilya and Volkanovski is fighting, and of course, no, I'm not pulling for Ilya.
Dude.
Volkanovski is my dude. Okay. He's been every single time, and every single time I've been right. And I'm not going to back out on my boy now.
I mean,
I'm not backing out. So
I don't know exactly where he's ranked in here, but there's a reason why he's around the pound for pound.
Well, this is going to go on our pick list.
Yeah.
So I'm already telling you right now, my pick is Volkanovski.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's your boy?
Topuria.
Oh, God.
Bro, I've been repping Topuria.
Come on. Yeah, but you've been wrong, bro. You've been wrong.
Topuria?
You've been wrong.
With Topuria?
You've been wrong.
He's undefeated. My man is undefeated. Knocking fucking people silly out here.
Dude.
Knocking them silly. This dude is, dude. Bro, I'm telling you, man, listen, and I'm, bro, there's no reason, I don't have a rhyme or reason here.
Yeah, I know.
I know I don't like cocky people and people that talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, I don't know why you're picking Ilya then.
But, well, dude, this guy is a fucking monster.
Yeah, he's a monster, but he totally goes against everything you pick.
Nah, dude. Bro, I like a guy who comes out to just beat the shit out of you. And he's confident, man. Dude, and that's a fine line. Like I said, I have no rhyme or reason. I don't like people that are like snatching belts and
yeah, I got you.
All this kind of stuff. But my man, dude, this guy is confident, and I love it. I don't think it's necessarily cocky. I think it's confidence.
Have you seen his penis?
No.
You saw Drake's, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not Topuria. Not yet.
Okay. I just wanted to put that out there.
So, not yet.
He's seen Drake's penis.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I bet you half the world's seen that thing, dude. I bet if we go randomly ask five people in there.
we go into the gym. We go into the gym and we tell Henry we're going to interview some of the members. And like, hey, so about LA Fitness, have you seen Drake's penis?
We go hit up the VPs. Yeah. We're just like, my man, come here, my man.
Have you seen Drake's penis?
What'd you think?
Did it look like this?
Huh? Did you? Yeah?
That was a bad joke. I'm sorry. That was a bad joke.
Dude, I bet you a lot of people have, bro. For real.
A bad joke. What, done a bad joke or seen Drake's penis?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
So, but dude, that's the thing, man. So, okay, I'm not going to be, this is the thing, dude. I know Volkanovski is one of the greatest. I like Volkanovski.
Yeah.
I like him. I know he's one of the greatest. And I know some people are thinking that he's going to make Topuria look silly out here. Like he doesn't belong. I don't see how that's possible. I don't see what he's going to do.
You don't see what Volkanovski is going to do?
I don't know how he necessarily is going to outclass Topuria.
I don't outclass him? Well, I don't follow.
How do you think?
Hold on. What do you mean outclass him? You know, say he's going to outclass him. I don't follow. What do you mean?
Like, dominate him from start to finish.
Okay.
I mean, his wrestling is going to be better.
Okay. Let's talk on that point. Okay. So what is Volkanovski's strong points? Go.
I think you got a lot of strong points.
Okay. Just the top three.
Cardio.
Okay.
He's good at switching up takedowns and striking.
Okay. So he's good on the ground and on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And number three.
I mean, that's hard too, man. I mean, he's
okay. Then we'll keep it top two.
He's got a chin. He's hard to submit.
Okay. Now give me Ilya's top two.
Power. He's going to have a power advantage over Volkanovski.
Okay. So power advantage. How? On the ground or on his feet?
In them hammers.
He's in the hammer. So on his feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think
what's number two?
I think he hits hard on him. I would say if we're talking straight jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I give it to Topuria.
Okay. Okay.
If we're talking chins, I think they're pretty good. I've seen Topuria eat a head kick right in the face. Be cool with it.
I have seen him eat a head kick.
And this is the thing, too, man. He beat the shit out of Josh Emmett for 5 rounds and didn't look gassed out.
Yeah. Well, true.
So, true. I mean, you know, both of them got cardio. Now, is Volkanovski going to be able to take him down, wrestle him? Yeah, probably at some point. But I think Ilya's jits are...
Do you think it goes the distance?
Would I be surprised? No, if it went the distance.
So if you were pressed for an answer and they say, how many rounds, what do you say? And you're being pressed for an answer, by the way.
See, this is what I think too, man. I think maybe Volkanovski's coming back a little too soon from that Makhachev knockout. I'm going to give it round three TKO for Topuria. Round three.
Okay. I'm going to give it round three TKO for Volkanovski.
All right. If it's on the ground, if it's ground and pound, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, but if somebody is getting knocked out on the feet, Topuria's catching him.
I feel like, if I'm being fair and honest, I feel like this is probably a pretty good even match in many ways between these two fighters. And if you told me you put my feet to the fire, I mean, I'm saying I want it to go. I say my first instinct is to say 3 rounds TKO Volkanovski, but if I get deep into the metrics of the fight itself, dude, this thing could go the entire distance. You're looking.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
You're looking all the way.
Both of them are tough as shit. And this is the thing, man. Like, you know, obviously this is a huge step up in competition for Topuria.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I mean, he's beating the brakes off of anybody who's fought him.
But he hasn't done it to Volkanovski.
Well, you know, there's not a lot of people like Volkanovski here.
There's not.
But listen, whoever.
And this is a huge step up, like you said.
I mean, it's the biggest step up.
Yeah. You're the biggest one of his career.
Number two pound for pound in the world. Yeah. Somewhere on there. I know he probably took a hit after the Makhachev fight. But,
yeah.
But that was at 155. Now he's in at 145 where he's the king.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not overly concerned about that fight. I feel quite confident it'll be Volkanovski. I'm not going to be surprised if Ilya takes it because he is kind of shocking the MMA world and UFC arenas.
Dude, he's knocking people brain dead.
He's going the distance. It's like you said, his cardio's there. He's holding his own, and he's going all the way.
Now, he's only done it one time in the UFC because he's just straight up finished everybody.
Well,
He submitted Bryce Mitchell. Dude, look at, I mean, I
look at his, this is where we differ a little bit because you talk about their UFC record and I have this habit of looking at their record in totality because, you know, every time you look at a UFC scorecard, you know, where they are in their career, it's not just the fights in the UFC, it's the fights that were before the UFC.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So when I say, He's got a pattern for doing this shit. I'm talking about long before he got into UFC. The man is a beast. There's no denying that.
No.
I'm not going to take away from Ilya the fact that this is a champ waiting in the wings. That's who this guy is.
Topuria?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be a champ. There's no question.
We'll see.
He's going to be a champ. It's just not going to be tomorrow.
So, but these are the things, man. It's like, you know, we're going to see. I mean, this dude is about as young and hungry for this belt as you can get, man. And
see what happens.
I think he's coming to make a statement, and I think Topuria is coming to knock this dude's head off, and I don't think he gives a shit. And this is what you got to do, man. I don't think he respects Volkanovski, and what I mean by that is I think he knows or thinks that he's going to be better in all aspects and not be like...
That's a mistake.
Timid. I don't... Dude, why?
That's a mistake.
Why? How is that a mistake?
First of all... First of all, you can't just walk in the ring and totally give zero respect to your opponent, a guy who is in the business and has made a fucking name for himself of just beating the shit out of fucking people efficiently. Not just beating the shit out of people. Volkanovski does it efficiently.
Sure.
Okay? Sure. So if you walk in the ring, you think this guy is nothing next to you?
I don't think that.
That's a fucking mistake.
I'm not thinking that. But we're talking like when Anthony Smith fought John Jones. Just
oh, jeez.
Just shook. Like, yeah. What do I know? I don't think he's going to be timid. I think
No, he's a level above all that shit.
Well, he's above
that shit. But if he truly has the mindset you're talking about and he thinks he's going to just go in there and he's way better than fucking Volkanovski could ever be, that's his mindset walking the ring, he's already fucked up.
I don't necessarily, you have to in some way not give respect to your opponent.
I totally disagree with that.
Oh,
I completely disagree with that.
No,
moment you don't give any respect to your opponent, both of you are there in that moment for a reason. It's because you are the best at some point in time to get you both here.
You can't go in thinking this guy's better than you.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying you walk in the ring thinking this guy's better than you, but I don't think you walk in the ring giving complete disrespect to your opponent.
Because if you do that,
you're going to underestimate him.
I'm not saying that either.
You're going to underestimate him, and that's what I'm talking about making a mistake.
Obviously, he's going to be concerned about the wrestling. He's planning these takedowns here.
Okay.
But
so
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So then he's not going in with the mindset that I'm better than this guy in every way. He's not going to underestimate him. He knows he's capable of wiping his fucking ass all over the floor.
Yeah.
And he wants to do everything he can to prevent that. I totally get that.
Yeah, totally get that. But I think you have to have that.
I got really passionate about my answer there for a second.
No, man, I love it. You got to be in that kill mindset.
Yeah.
So, but man, dude, I'm just excited, man. I just hope that Topuria, I hope that he makes it a damn good fight because, you know, I know some people are thinking he's just going to get mopped tomorrow. Because, I mean, there's a reason. I mean, Volkanovski is the featherweight king, but...
I'm rooting for the mopping.
I'm hoping, dude. Dude, I've just...
No. Been, I'm rooting for Ilya to get mopped.
I know you are.
Yeah.
I know you are.
Yeah.
But I've been impressed, man. So, I ain't gonna nut hug too much more.
Okay. Who else we got?
I'm just saying...
So, I know because of time, we're only kind of hitting the highlights for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who else do you want to talk about?
We got Robert Whittaker and Paulo Costa.
Oh, that's right.
Going down?
Fucking that, dude, this is a really good card.
Oh, it's a damn good card.
This is a really good card. All right, so talk to us about Paulo Costa and Robert Whittaker.
All right, so you know Paulo Costa?
Yes.
That's a big bitch, dude.
He is a big bitch.
That's a big some bitch.
Big bitch. You think he's seen Drake's penis?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody on this card probably has, for sure.
Okay.
You know? So, and you know about the Drake's curse, right?
No. What's the Drake's curse?
I mean, because he always bets on whoever he thinks is going to win. He likes to bet MMA a lot.
I didn't know that.
And anybody he bets on loses.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
So you have to find out who Drake's... So not only do you have to look at his penis...
Well, usually the UFC...
Oh, that was so country the way I did it. Not only do you have to look at his penis... You got to find out who's betting on.
Well, usually the UFC shows that shit. They'll have like that little pop-up. They'll be like, Drake bet $5 million on Volkanovski.
You know, I don't think I ever paid attention to that.
Yeah, they'll pop it up.
Or maybe I just never cared.
Yeah. So if you see that Drake bet for Volkanovski, that ain't good.
No, Drake strikes me as the kind of guy who'll bet for Topuria.
We'll see. That's a smart man if he does.
No, he's not. He put his penis online.
You know, that chick leaked it. That chick leaked it.
No, he set himself up with that.
That chick leaked it. Yeah. So, but dude, the thing, I think this is a damn good fight. I'm be honest, I kind of roll with Paulo Costa. I know he's kind of a hoe,
mm-hmm.
but I, you know, he's the stereotypical, like, dumb, but will beat the shit out of you, you know? He's that like, he just got that.
He's the Jim Duggan of the MMA.
He got that T-string, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't have to be a fucking Einstein to be in MMA.
No.
And to be in UFC.
But this is, he fought this dude named Marvin Vettori, and they were supposed to fight at 185, and Paulo Costa was like, I can't make it. I think they were supposed to fight at... Yeah, they were going to fight at 185, but he was like 205 pounds. And he was like, can we move it to 200? And Marvin Vettori was like, all right, fine, fuck it. And he's like, I can't make that either.
That was your idea.
So they just kept going up and wait until this big fat bastard just finally settled. And then he got beat. So,
yeah.
And then, you know, Paulo Costa is the one that Izzy knocked out.
Yeah.
And then got him and gave him one of those.
Oh. Woo.
That's what Paulo Costa is best known for, man, is getting that from Izzy.
Yeah.
But, dude, man, I know he's kind of a hoe. I know he talks a lot of dumb shit, but damn, I like his fight style, dude.
All right. So what about Whittaker?
I mean, he's a former champ, you know, one of the greats. Slick striking. Yeah. I think this is it's a toss-up.
All right, let's go. Same scenario. Both fighters. Whittaker, top two. Top two strong points.
See, man, that's
not hard. You got this.
I mean, his striking, obviously.
Okay, there's one.
And durability.
Okay, there's two.
I mean, the dude fought Yoel Romero for 10 rounds.
Okay, and now our counterpart. What's his?
Just brawler style.
Brawler.
And I think that's pretty much it, Tim.
That's it. All right. So you think with those top two points that you just put out there about both fighters, you think Whittaker doesn't take that fight?
See, this is okay. So this is where things come into play. He just fought Dricus du Plessis.
Yes.
And got beat.
Of course. It's Dricus du Plessis.
Okay. And he didn't look too good. Robert Whittaker came out and he said, I beat him 9 out of 10 times, blah, 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 blah. Dude, the thing is, Robert Whittaker's got so much damage done to him from fighting that freak Yoel Romero. He's been in the game for a minute. I just think that Paulo Costa can overwhelm him because Paulo Costa is that one or two round monster where he's just rushing you and throwing hands on you. And I think Whittaker could get overwhelmed. But if we're talking pure striking, Whittaker is the better striker.
Yeah.
But I
agree with that.
But I just think a brawling style where you don't get any room to breathe and you're just coming out there just throwing hands on somebody. I mean, I could be an idiot here by picking Costa, but I'm going to go Costa, man.
Well, I'm going the opposition in that fight. I'm picking Robert Whittaker.
I just, you know, that's I mean,
I think he's going to deliver a barrage of strikes, and I think he'll probably finish it in the second.
I mean, very. Dude, this is the best thing about this card, dude. Is that these are great fights here.
There's no question that if you watch 298, you're going to be entertained. I think you're going to be entertained.
Yeah. These are great. Oh, dude, it's one of the best fight cards so far.
All right. So, who else do you like on this card?
I know Henry Cejudo and Mehrab Dashavili is fighting.
Henry Cejudo.
Yep. Triple C.
Triple C.
King of Cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Cejudo.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So what do you like about Henry?
Well, I mean, dude, everything. Well, except for his personality sometimes and get a little cringy.
Play the same game. Top two. Ooh, I know you hate this.
Well, I mean, he's an Olympic gold medalist.
Okay.
Which he, you know, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah, that's his thing. I know.
You
know,
at home.
Yeah.
But I think, dude, his striking is really good. I mean, he's got a chin on him. I mean, there's a reason, man. He was, you know, a double champ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, there's a reason why he was the shit back in the day.
Okay, and our counterpart?
Dude, I mean, the same thing, man. I mean, I think these are literally like two identical people here.
I would agree with that. But if you put my feet to the fire, I have to give that fight to Henry. And I say Henry takes that fight. Probably... Actually, I'm gonna be fair. That fight goes a distance. That comes down to decision.
I wouldn't be. I definitely would.
That's a decision.
See it going to decision. The thing is, man, I think Dashavili's on a 9-fight win streak. It's something insane.
Yeah, it is. 7 or 9, something like that.
And he's looked damn good.
Yeah.
Every time, dude.
I still think Henry takes that.
Look up the Marlon Moraes fight. That thing was crazy. Mehrab got rocked and basically out and then came back and beat the brakes off of him.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, that thing was crazy.
Yeah.
So I even think Mehrab said this was going to be really interesting because usually when you get two wrestlers, they just slug it out.
Yeah.
And I'd probably give the edge to Cejudo on the feet. And I think Dashavili... I'm even saying this right. Mehrab, you know, he set a record for most takedown attempts or in a fight. I want to say it was 49.
Damn.
Or something like that. It was something ridiculous, dude. But I just, man, you know, is Henry, I mean, he lost, you know, by split decision to Aljo, and I kind of thought he was going to steamroll Aljo. If I had to choose,
I didn't think he was going to steamroll Aljo. I was surprised it was split decision. But in this particular fight, I have to give it to Henry. And I do think it comes down to decision.
Yeah.
Because I think that's going to be the name of the game for Henry, probably for the next couple of fights that he takes. It's going to come down to a decision.
Well, he said if he loses, he's done. He retired.
I don't think he's going to lose. I don't think he lose. And I don't know. I remember him saying that, and I don't know if he wholeheartedly believes that himself.
I think he does.
You think he does?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I didn't see it that way.
Well, this is why I think of it this way, and I think I don't know if he said it, but I want to say he said this. I mean, he's already accomplished so much. He's already been at the top.
Yeah.
Why would you, if you lost, you know, I know everybody loses. This is his mindset. If I'm losing and I'm not the champion, I don't want to be a bottom feeder.
Okay.
I don't want to be the guy that's just fighting to make money and just be in the conversation. I want to be the conversation.
So what if Henry wins and he pulls a Nunez and the gloves go to the center of the ring at the end of the fight?
Well, he said if he wins, he's going for the belt.
What if he changes his mind? He goes and retires.
Cool. Whatever.
All right. So he goes for the belt. Who's he got to take on to get the belt?
Well, O'Malley.
Okay.
So
when if he got that fight, because that's not even arranged, right? Because he hasn't won yet, mm-hmm. but he does win, and that fight gets arranged. When does that fight happen, in your estimation?
Dude,
if you had to guess, make an uneducated guess or an educated guess. What are you going to do?
Dude,
next year, 25?
No, this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mean, the next one, I'd imagine. You know, I couldn't tell you a month or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the thing is, Aljo and Merab, they were boys, and Merab said he's not fighting Aljo. And now that Aljo's not the champ anymore, O'Malley is. Now this sets up, you know, for whoever wins this is fighting for the title. Merab, Cejudo, probably.
Ooh.
So,
yeah, I want it to be Henry.
If Merab does, he's definitely fighting for the title because he's on that huge win streak. But
all right, so if Henry fights O'Malley, who wins that fight?
That's such a hard question, man.
I think O'Malley wins that fight.
So, do I think that Henry Cejudo could take O'Malley down and just keep him on his back?
Yes, yes. But he's got to take him down. He's got to keep him on his back. And everybody knows that is a very difficult fucking thing to do with O'Malley.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. It's difficult.
No,
that's easy.
I don't know about that.
No, it's not easy. I'll challenge you on that. It's not easy to keep him on his back.
No, Marlon Vera cracked that fucker's coconut.
I know, but that's...
That dude's leg's brittle.
Oh, my God.
Now, does he have really good footwork and a piston, you know, of some hands?
Yes.
I think Cejudo's 2 foot tall, dude. He's fucking bobbing and weaving through those things, man. He's grabbing you, dude. What's that dude in Goldeneye? You know?
He's punching up.
He's grabbing a hold of you. He's taking you down. This is Olympic gold medalist right here, man. This is Olympic gold medalist.
I like Henry.
Dude.
Henry's one of my favorite fighters.
I think he's a really great fighter. That's why I think this fight is going to be really awesome, because they are super identical.
I would love to see Henry, in all fairness, I would love to see him win this fight. I'd love to see him go for the title. I'd love to see him win the title and then retire. With a title.
He might.
I'd love to see that.
Well, he did that before.
I'd love to see it.
So, and a lot of people said he shouldn't have done that before.
And let's just, and this time we call it good for good.
We'll see.
You know?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So, who else you got? Who else you want to pick on that card?
I know. I feel like I'm missing one. I know the opening is Copy Law. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, Ian Machado Gary and Jeff Neal.
Oh,
dude. I like most of the MMA community. I just, you know, want to see Ian Gary get his ass beat, dude.
You and I are actually in agreement on that fight.
I just do.
We're in agreement on that fight.
I fuck with Jeff Neal. That dude's got some hands on him.
Jeff Neal, I hope he just beats the living piss out of Gary.
Yes. Oh, dude.
If there's any blood to be spilled in this fucking pay-per-view, let it be Gary's.
Sure. Dude, he's just, oh, jeez. He's just such a tang, dude.
Dude.
He's just such a tang, man. Now, listen, I get it. He's got some good skills, but Jeff Neal coming in to whoop his ass, dude. So
I don't think, you think they're fairly evenly matched? I'm going to tell you, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think not?
I don't think they're evenly matched.
Why do you think not?
Why do you think they are?
It's two amazing strikers going at it.
Okay. Why is Ian Gary striking so amazing?
I don't even know how to even put that in the sentences. I mean, he's good at beating the shit out of you. He's good at mm-hmm. distance. He's got good kicks. Uh-huh. He's got good footwork. He's got good hands.
Okay.
He's got, I mean, distance control.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he's just a damn good striker, dude.
Okay. All right. Asked and answered.
You know, and Jeff Neal's kind of more of that, like, pressure. Yeah. Dude, my man Jeff Neal beat my boy Vicente Luque.
So you think Jeff Neal's strikes are even and on par with Gary's?
Yes. I'd probably, maybe even Gary's better.
No, I disagree. I think Neal's better.
But do I think that, but I think there's just different kinds of strikers.
Yes.
Gary is going
to remember. Remember, we've talked about this before. Yeah. Somebody goes, well, dude, they strike a lot. And, you know, is a strike.
Yeah. But
when Neal hits you, you know you've been fucking hit.
Do I give the power advantage to Neal? Damn.
Yes. Sure.
But do I think,
absolutely, yes.
But see, this is the thing, man. Neal's going to want to get in and kind of make it dirty, throw some stuff on you. Gary's going to want to kind of keep it on the outside, play mm-hmm. a little Muay Thai game. Mm-hmm. So it's who's going to assert their will here. And I am biased. You know, I'm always picking with the heart here, bro. I want Jeff Neal to win. I want him to get inside
and yes.
beat the shit out of him. That's yes. what I want to see happen.
Yes, I agree with that. I think I don't think it's going to go to decision, and I hope it doesn't.
I don't think this one will.
I don't think this goes to decision. I think this is over in the second, and I've been saying that a lot tonight, I know. I think it's over in the second, and I think it belongs to Neal.
I hope so, dude. And I hope they put up a picture of Gary's wife as soon as he's dead, unconscious, in the octagon.
Oh, damn.
That's what I hope happens. Damn. She's just like, that's what I hope. I hope they bring the children. They damn. Got the kids ringside.
Damn.
And she's like, look, there's daddy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Clap for him. There's daddy.
Ooh, he dead, man. He dead. What we gonna do?
All right.
I hope he pulls a Brendan Schaub and he's trying to pull it invisible ropes and shit.
Oh,
whenever he gets knocked unconscious. That's what I hope happens, bro. I'm telling you, man, I think he even got butt hurt over something that somebody said. He just gets real butt hurt over his whole like situation with his family.
Well, dude, it's kind of his own making.
100%.
Yes, you did that, dude. 100%. Yeah. You're talking shit and getting upset for something that you presented to the public.
If you don't think I'm finna clown on you.
Yes.
If I was another fighter doing that, that's what we'll be doing.
Do you think he looked at Drake's penis?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Yeah. So
it says that's pretty much the card for us.
Well, the opener is Anthony Hernandez and Kapilov.
Oh, okay.
And these guys are both on 4-fight win streaks.
Yeah.
And what's Kapilov's first name? This dude is like on a 4-fight Roman Kapilov
mm-hmm.
is like on a 4-fight knockout streak here.
Yeah.
And this dude is looking good.
Okay.
Dude, he's knocked people silly. So Anthony Hernandez is on a 4-fight win streak. So, I mean, if we're talking of a banger of an opener, zip.
Okay.
So both of them look good. Got knockouts on the records, but ooh, I seen Kapilov hit somebody, just kick him right in the fucking face, dude. Just whap him right in the face and just.
Nice.
Oh, dude. And he's got good body shots. I'm going for Kapilov, man. This dude looks like a monster.
All right. I don't know. I don't have a pick in that fight.
So he looks like a monster, bro.
I'm picking that fight. I don't have enough information for you.
Amazing fight card opener. I know who you are going to like that closes out the early prelims, though. Is Mackenzie Dern and Amanda Lemos is one. We, you know, I know we're just going to cover the main card pretty much, but that's one right there.
Yeah, I had picked Mackenzie Dern in that fight.
So, yeah. I think
it's hard not to pick Mackenzie Dern in those fights.
Striker versus submission artist, man. Yeah,
and I think for me, strikes win almost every time.
Well,
you know, but I know we've said that before. I know we've been wrong before, but not often. Not often.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I pick Mackenzie Dern in that fight.
Well, Mackenzie Dern better get them hands up because Jessica Andrade beat that ass. So,
you know, people have watched that video. They've seen those tapes. So,
She better keep her hands up, man.
Keep your hands up.
Hands up. Not like this. Nice. Chin out.
Yeah.
Not chin out. You know,
that was pretty bad. That was not a good show. Not a good showing at all.
You know Jessica Andrade, my girl. So
I know.
But yeah. I like Mackenzie Dern too, man.
Yeah, because you're subscribed to her OnlyFans, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
you think she's seen Drake penis?
Oh, but definitely.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no doubt. So, but yeah, dude, I think that's a good fight to end the early prelims. And that's pretty much it, but I do got to give respect. Justin Taffa.
Yeah.
He was supposed to fight heavyweight.
Yeah.
And he the fight, he pulled out the like today doing the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
And his brother fights in the UFC and he's filling in.
No shit.
So one day notice.
Damn.
I think they said they signed the contracts when the weigh-ins were going.
Good on him, dude. All right. That should be a good fight.
I hope so.
All right.
So that's pretty dope, man. Dude, that takes some nuts.
It does.
One day before the fight, and you're like, yeah, I guess I'll, my brother.
Hey, but you know what? If you're, you know, the thing about these UFC fighters and MMA fighters in general, if this is your livelihood and this is your career, you're always in ready status. You're always ready to go. Or at least you should be. And if he's taking it with one day notice, he knows he's ready to go.
That's such a hard thing, though, dude.
No, I don't think so.
That's such a hard
thing. I don't think so. You always got to be ready to go.
You know?
You always got to be ready to go.
Because, but dude.
If you're a first responder and this is your job, you always got to be ready to go.
But now.
If you're a cop and this is your job, you always got to be ready to go.
But now you're fighting.
If you are a host on the Hardcores and Casuals podcast, motherfucker, you got to be ready to go.
Ready to go. All right. Ready, motherfucking go.
All right. So I think that's about it. These guys look like they're getting ready to bail out of here.
Okay.
So what else you got?
I think that's it, dude.
All right. So you want to call it a podcast?
Yeah. Banger right. Card.
We're going to call that a podcast, guys. If you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you hit that like button. Also, if you want to see more episodes like this, hit that bell icon for future notifications and updates. And if you're not a member of Hardcores and Casuals family, hit that subscribe button before you go. Also, if you're watching us on Rumble, do the same thing there. If you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio, thanks for listening as to your favorites. Until next time, you guys stay safe. We'll catch you on the next one.
Enjoy the fights, guys.
Peace. That's my dog.
That's my dog.
That's my dog.